You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In that day, the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Here ends the reading. While leading a Bible study on Exodus in my former congregation, a member indicated she had commented to a friend that we are appreciating our study of an Old Testament book. The friend who attended another church replied, "We don't read the Old Testament. We only focus on the New Testament and the Gospel." It's unfortunate that people consider the Old Testament to be all and only law, and the New Testament all and only Gospel. It is truly a misunderstanding of both. As we're reading through Isaiah, one can clearly hear law, judgment, and condemnation, but also there is clearly good news, hope, and promise. That's the case in today's reading in Isaiah 11. As we've discussed before, the prophet is tasked with announcing a time of judgment which will come upon the people because of their faithlessness. At the same time, however, there is the promise of restoration and new life. Can there be a more hopeful image than the Lord God extending his hand and recovering the remnant of his people? If you read the entire appointed passage, there is an assembling by the hand of the Lord, the banished of Israel gathering the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant of the remains of his people to bring them back to the land God had given them. And in that day, the people will give thanks that though there was anger, the Lord turned away from his anger and comforted his people. They will trust in the Lord. They will not be afraid. They will shout and sing for joy. Tomorrow we will observe the third Sunday in Advent, traditionally known as Gaudete Sunday or Joy Sunday. The lessons often speak of joy and rejoicing. In dark and dreary December, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, it was a blessing to have one Sunday in the middle of Advent to change altar colors from purple or now blue in some places to pink or rose, the color of joy. Let us tomorrow shout and sing for joy that the Lord has comforted his people. Let us pray. I give thanks to you, O Lord, for you have comforted me. Amen. Here's a suggested Advent action. Wear something pink or rose-colored or joyful tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.